Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Behnke and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, March 6, 2008, honors the career of Brett Favre. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
Here's Favre. Favre goes straight back in the pocket. Now he pumps it. Now he's going to the end zone. There's a man.
He's wide open. Touchdown. It is caught by the wide open. And it is Kittley Taylor. A kick. 13 seconds to go.
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who can't believe Brett Favre has retired.
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Corey.
And this is Aaron.
And today, we'll say goodbye to the greatest player ever to wear a Green Bay Packer uniform.
Amen, brother.
So let's get started.
Oh, you know, it's just, this has got to be one of the hardest things I've ever had to do, is doing this podcast.
Yeah, I hate doing this podcast right now.
I got to tell you, I was coming up here on the train and I thought, you know, all right, we'll talk this. It'll be fine. And I felt a lot better about this today after watching Favre at his press conference.
Yeah, it helped.
It was kind of therapeutic.
It was kind of inoculating.
Yeah, exactly.
No, seriously.
But I'm telling you, this is so hard to do. I mean, you think about where you were when he started. You know, that pass to Kittrick Taylor that we just heard, from that moment to the NFC Championship game to this week retiring. I mean, it's a lifetime. I mean, it seems like, there's another world.
It is.
When he started.
Well, I said to you earlier, I said it's like one third of, well, for us, it's, you know, being in your 30s, it's like one third of your life. And it's actually even a little more than one third. But,
yeah, most definitely.
You know, my grandmother said she had three different parts of her life. She had her life growing up,
right,
and then she didn't get married till she was 30, and then she had kids, and it was like those three different times.
Exactly. And
this is one.
You had a great
This is phrase. The demarcation line for one.
There's a great phrase that you said, I think you got from her, actually. It was, it's the end of the beginning of our lives.
Yep.
And that's kind of what it is. It really is. I mean, especially for a lot of fans, I think some of the younger people, especially on the internet, who are in their 20s, they don't know the Packers without any other quarterback. I mean, they don't remember the Randy Wrights and the David Whitehursts.
Well, neither do I. I've blocked them out. I mean, I remember the Magic Man. How can you not?
Bless him. He paved the way for Favre by hurt.
Then there's people like my dad and, that generation where my dad went with my grandfather to see Vince Lombardi win the championships.
Right.
And
then he had to wait 40 years.
Then he had to wait how long till Brett came?
I know. I don't want to think about that because goodness knows
we could be in
for a long wait ourselves.
Wait, if you add that up, I'll be like entering retirement.
Yep. Oh yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine? We'll have to reconvene and do another podcast at that point.
Podcast 3,247,000.
But on offer today, ladies and gentlemen, we have we're going to try and take you through Favre's career, some of our favorites, some of his best plays. You know, obviously with what we have access to, eventually. When we're like 70 years old and have nothing else to do, Corey would like to do a like 7-hour podcast of like
no,
the greatest,
I want to do
like
I want to have the archive of greatest Brett Favre highlights, top 10 road away by year for 16 years, including Atlanta.
Oh yeah, of course,
Atlanta highlights.
Of course, throwing the ball to himself, completing a pass to himself,
and a special bonus section for each year we went to the playoffs, and a top 10 in the playoffs.
As I said, a 7-hour podcast at least.
But here, let's start them off with the next one. We got Favre TD dive, Packers Falcons
to get them into the playoffs for the first time in who knows 20 billion years. It was an amazing moment for everybody who was watching and was a Packer fan.
Favre goes straight back in the pocket. Favre looking. Now Favre running to the right. Favre is on the run. Favre is down the sidelines. Favre, touchdown! He dived into the end zone, and the Packers score with 14 seconds to go.
Unbelievable. What a lunge by Brett Favre. I've never seen anything like it, Jim. What a play. What a way to get this team into the playoffs.
This kid has a heart about 2 foot by 2 foot.
This kid. This kid. Oh, my goodness.
So that year, We go to the playoffs.
Go to the playoffs and engineer one of the greatest victories. I mean, are you kidding me? First of all, we haven't been to the playoffs in, you know, generations. I mean,
I don't even...
all of Green Bay was ready to explode just by getting into the playoffs. But then to get into the playoffs and win a game, are you kidding me? And he did it in dramatic fashion, absolute dramatic fashion. Yeah, you know, this amazing play to Sharp up the right sideline.
Favre looking, now Favre running. Come on, run it. He's going to throw it to the end zone.
He's open.
That's Sharp.
Wide open.
Touchdown. Sterling Sharp.
Wide open.
He got away and scored the touchdown with 55 seconds left in the ballgame.
And what a pass by Brett Favre. They're mobbing him on the sidelines. He threw that high and wide about 60 yards in the air, Jim, and there was Sharp wide open.
And I'm sitting here saying, run it. Run the thing.
And then after that, you know, it just... every year it seemed to be like butting our heads against a wall after that. Like every year we ended in Dallas. Every freaking year.
And there's a lot of really good highlights.
You know,
we're
going to
skip forward.
We'll skip forward. But I mean, there's the 5-touchdown game against the Bears. Yep. A classic all time.
Favre to Freeman. There's a bunch of Freeman in
There's the
NFC 99
yard
game.
to Brooks, I think, is in there.
Yeah, yeah.
But after, you know, years of pounding the Packers' heads against the wall, finally they get to the Super Bowl. And they, funnily enough, up until this point, was all before Corey and Aaron knew each other. And then this was the year that I met Corey.
That's true.
We met each other. It was the Super Bowl year.
Although I will like to add a little memory of being with my grandfather at the Bishop's charity game, sitting on the 50 in our seats, watching, deciding in the preseason who the quarterback of the future was going to be for the Green Bay Packers. Would it be Brett Favre?
Oh, no.
Mark Brunell?
Or
Ty Detmer?
I think we know the answer to that one. Who did you pick at the time?
I don't remember. I think it was Brunell, but I think actually both my grandfather and I were both like Detmer.
Right. You know, it's funny.
He had a good game in the Bishop's charity game.
I was going to say, NFL Films has a great shot. I can't remember. It's one of the games when Brunell was the backup, and they have Holmgren telling Mariucci to put Brunell in the game. And then he stops and says, wait a minute. But that's how close he got.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Brunell came that close to getting in the game. It was one of those multi-interception driving Holmgren up the wall games. But Holmgren and Favre, you know, they stuck with it, and they got us to the Super Bowl.
And in the Super Bowl, and, you know, I didn't want to use this one because every time you see the Super Bowl, they use
this play.
This
is the one they use, but you have to use it. But the greatest story
Come
ever.
Come on, Bad Moon Rising.
Yeah, you got to love this play. If for no other reason, two reasons. Favre checks out of the play that they were in.
Yep.
And alters the protection to go to max protect. And then you can see this. He said this in an interview, and I didn't realize it. And then you go back and look at the film, and it's the truth. He looks to his left, and Freeman and Risen have switched spots, and he has no idea why they did that, if they were goofing around or what. So he's like, he gives the audible signal, and he looks at them and says, I hope you guys know what you're doing. Freeman was supposed to run that route. So then he goes back, chucks it up, and touchdown. It's like we're about to hear.
Here is the second down and 9. Brett Favre appears to be changing plays at the line of scrimmage. Two wide receivers right. Chimura is the tight end to the right, and back goes Brett to throw. Here they come. He's got time. He's throwing it downfield.
He's got him
wide open. It is going to be a touchdown to Andre Risen. Risen takes it across the goal line. They threw it over the middle. A post pattern to Andre Risen, and he had 10 yards on the defender, and the Packers score early.
Look at Brett Favre coming off the field. He is so happy. He started slow for 2-3 games, and his first pass goes for about 50 yards or more. What a great play.
I think old Brett called the exact right audible for the situation there, Max.
And he went on to call another great audible later in the game when he hit Freeman for a then Super Bowl record 81-yard touchdown. He ran for one in that game.
Yeah, he ran for one. They never show that one.
No one ever talks about it either. Like, we were just going through all the highlights, and we both were like, oh, that's right. He ran for a touchdown.
Yeah, we didn't play it either.
Yeah, well, of course not. Because that pass to Risen is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, first pass of the game. It's brilliant. And then, you know, we went on the next year and went back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we didn't really want to play anything
for
the Broncos game. Sorry.
There's a lot of
really good stuff.
There are. The whole year, he has a great throw to Chimura against the Patriots. He had some great passes to Levens. You know, there's some great.
Oh, I mean, there's a.
But then, of course, they lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And, you know, so jumping harsh. Forward.
Moving on.
Years.
Holmgren leaves town.
Yep.
Ray got, Rhodes comes
we
in.
We got a little. We oh got a little goodness. 1999.
See, and this is where Favre started to have to take it and do it all.
All himself.
This is where he put the team on his back, especially at the beginning of that year.
Oh, yeah.
Rhodes is the coach when Rhodes didn't know. What was going on? And Brett was just like, okay, I'll do it. I mean, how many game? I mean, he had like three or four last second wins. At the
he
last,
has a lot.
I mean, but
you look at those games.
The beginning of that
like,
year,
wow.
It was like all Favre. I remember against, I think it was Oakland the first week, he like threw the one to Thompson to win the game. Afterwards, he's like on the podium crying because it just took everything out of him. And that's why you loved him. That's why we love him.
Yeah, it's true.
That's why it's so hard to say goodbye.
Well, you really love him when he does last second stuff like this.
30 seconds remaining. Packers trying to assemble in a hurry. Football
gotta hustle,
at the 23-yard line. They've got to get this. They can't
gotta
call the
hustle,
football.
Guys.
22 seconds remaining. Brett Favre needs to get a first down here. Fourth down and a yard to go. Favre takes, pops once, looks the middle, throws the
he's
end
got
zone.
Him!
Touchdown! Touchdown, Packers!
He's got him!
A Lambeau leap into the end zone.
Corey Bradford.
And the Packers have the lead. 12 seconds to go. 22-yard pass play.
Let the record show that watching that game, I was at a Radisson in Winston-Salem and almost got beat up by some Viking fans when I got in their face because they'd been giving me hell all game. And then Brett did that. And I said, how you like me now?
That was amazing. Let the record show that I was in New Haven, Connecticut. And I was doing a show there, and it was during rehearsal, and it was in between two shows, and I was watching it on my little Watchman, like
nice.
Sony, and I screamed out, and I had the headphones on, and everyone in the cast looked at me
like you're an alien.
Why are you, what is your problem?
I've had that moment, too.
But here we go to a little miracle action.
Little miracle. Corey and I were watching this game together in Brooklyn.
Yep. It was raining.
Our good friend Luke Laga's house.
Laga.
Who was an earlier guest here on Packer Transplants. But we were at his apartment in Brooklyn, and then this happened.
Slot left, Freeman wide right, Green the lone back, third down Packers, under a blitz, Favre, pop flies the right side, Freeman trying to adjust to it, and it's incomplete, nearly intercepted by Chris Dishman.
Wait
a minute.
It
bounced into his hands, he takes
touchdown,
it in the end zone.
We win.
Touchdown, Packers win. I don't believe it. I can't believe it.
It was meant to be.
Dishman thought that ball was on the ground. Football stayed alive. Dishman tipped it. It looked like he broke it up. I thought the play was over. Freeman made the grab, took it into the end zone. Touchdown, Packers. 43-yard touchdown, and they win.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did. And you and I, and I think Luke, we all ran outside in the rain, and we're yelling at the top of our lungs on Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn. That was a great, great game. I'm sure everyone listening remembers exactly where they were when that happened, because it was a miracle. It was
it
an
was,
absolute miracle.
It was good.
And at
that
point,
stuff.
Mike Sherman
Overtime.
Was the coach. We had gone from Ray Rhodes
Mike Sherman.
To Mike Sherman. And, you know, Sherman had a pretty loose leash there on Brett.
Yeah. So, speaking of loose leash, we're going to our next one. We got the Oakland Raider game.
That's right. The immortal game, the Monday night game, possibly his greatest performance ever, the day after his father died. Of course, everyone saw it. It was amazing. And there were amazing throws all over the yard. But
I wanted to play the Wesley Walls TD, but it's not as exciting as this one. But everyone will know why I don't want to play this one. But here it is.
Brett now 11 of 12 for 217 yards. As that's a 27-yard pass play to Ferguson. First and 10 for the Packers. Raider 43-yard line is where they have it spotted. Walker to the right side. Driver split to the left. Single back offense. And the fake to Davenport back to the throw. Favre. It is he rainbows deep down the middle, going for Walker, leaping grab, end zone, touchdown!
Double cover.
Sensational catch by Walker between defenders. And Brett Favre put it right on his hands. 43 yards.
A great catch by Javon Walker. Double cover. Double cover.
We are seeing a special performance in this first half tonight by Brett Favre and his receiving corps.
And you didn't want to use that because
Javon
Walker,
in there. Yeah.
Right? Who's now a Raider in poetic justice.
Mm.
but
he
you know,
kind of fits the mold of a Raider.
He does. Well, you mean like
whiny?
He's an idiot.
Oh,
but we digress. But Favre went on to have just the greatest game of his career. you know, and that was the year that they got to the second round of the playoffs against Philadelphia. And, you know, that was a hard game to take. That was the 4th-and-26 game.
Yeah.
And then
we're going down an alley that I'm not liking.
And then the bottom fell out on Sherman, you know, and then in came Mike McCarthy.
And here we are to this year.
To this year. Well, we skipped a couple of years. Exactly. But no, and Mike, you know, obviously proved that Brett could still play with some good coaching around him. You know, Mike's getting the coaching he needs.
We get to the greatest non-playoff game play.
Probably. Easily
of,
this year.
Of the 2007 season.
There you go.
So Brett Favre and company. First and 10 of the Green Bay 18. Here they are in the line of scrimmage. Jennings and Driver to the left side. Wide to the right side is Jones. James Jones, single back offense. Grant the lone setback in motion. Donald Lee, the tight end of the offensive backfield. Favre under center. This crowd in full throw. Favre takes, fakes the handoff, look to throw. Rainbow's down the left sideline's got a man out there over the center.
Yes!
Jennings down the sideline to the 15-10-5. Touchdown, Green Bay Packers, 80 yards to victory. 80 yards and a dagger in the Mile High City.
Much like Jones did to Champ Bailey, Drake Jennings just running by Dre Bly.
Love it. And of course, as we all know now, what a great year we picked to start our blog and our podcast.
I wish it would have been 5 years ago, to be quite honest with you.
You and me both, buddy. But
thank goodness we picked at least the end.
The last great year.
Yeah.
And as we all know, the Packers went on to be 13-3, won a playoff game, and we all know they came up short at the end. But
here is the last greatest play all time, Brett Favre, right here.
First and 10 at the Packer 10-yard line. Worst field position for Green Bay tonight. 6-0 Giants. Packers from right to left. Out of the I formation. Receivers right and left. Jennings to the left. Driver to the right. Favre under center. Fakes the pass. Now back to throw deep. He rainbows.
He's
right
side.
Him. He's got his man down the right sideline to the 45-50. He's to the 40, the 35, 30, down the sidelines, high-stepping end zone, touchdown, Donald Driver, 90 yards, oh my!
I still can't believe you were at that game.
I'm actually, you know, because of what happened this week,
right.
I'm actually happier I was at that game.
As well you should
than
be.
I was the week after I was at that game.
Exactly. I can't imagine. I mean, you saw it. You saw the last game he'll ever play. That's
yeah, and you
incredible.
Know what? Like what's really cool about it is that four times the amount of people that were actually at the game are now at that game.
And it'll only grow over time.
Yeah, I'm keeping my
Pretty
ticket.
Soon.
I'm going to make a copy of my ticket and always hold it with me because I'm going to be like, oh yeah, well, where's your ticket?
Well, the whole state of Wisconsin will now have said
oh, yeah, it's like the
they
ice
were
bowl.
At that game.
Well,
exactly.
And interestingly enough, it's the third ice bowl we've ever had.
Exactly. And your my grandpa was at the ice bowl.
My grandpa
I think
was
your
at
grandpa
the ice bowl.
Was at
yeah.
the ice bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And now you were at the latest ice bowl.
And from what I understood with my family, my grandfather went with my grandmother. There was a big controversy because not
really?
Only, you know, there's the controversy of who went to the ice bowl,
right.
but there's also the controversy in my family of who went to the ice bowl with my grandfather.
Right.
And there's
right.
like three people. Of course, one of the people are dead. So,
so
there's
no
like
verifying.
An argument, but you know, there's
right,
no.
Right. I hear you. But Sam, the ice bowl, you survived. You saw Brett's last game. And I'll say going into the offseason, I don't think anybody really gave any thought that he would actually retire.
No, not
the
after this year.
But the longer it took, the more I wondered, the more I thought maybe.
And the whole mistake on Packers.com.
That kind of, you know, that
was
got
amateur.
Yeah, but it got you thinking.
But yeah, totally.
Like, oh my gosh, what if you ever did and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And now he has.
Well, and it was very upsetting. I have to say I've been very depressed and I still am a little bit about it. But his press conference today.
I got to say, it was
helpful for me.
It was helpful. It was therapeutic. But he was amazing.
Yeah.
Just talking raw, unedited, emotionally. He didn't have notes. He just said what he thought from the heart. And that's why you love him. I mean, he played that press conference the way he played football. And it was great. And
although he didn't score a touchdown at the end.
No, he didn't.
Let's listen to
Brett in his own words.
I've given everything I possibly can give to this organization, to the game of football. and I don't think I got anything left to give, and that's it. I know I can play, but I don't think I want to. And that's really what it comes down to. Fishing for different answers and what ifs and will he come back and things like that. What matters is it's been a great career for me, and it's over. As hard as that is for me to say, it's over. To be thought of as one of the best players to play in this league and to be mentioned within an organization that has players like Reggie White and Bart Starr and Paul Hornung and Willie Davis and Willie Wood and Herb Adderley and Jim Taylor, Ray Nitschke, Vince Lombardi. To be mentioned with those people, I'm honored. Really. Yeah, I am honored. I hope everyone knows that how special this is. I truly appreciate the opportunity. As they say, all good things must come to an end.